So how many people actually wait till the last minute to file their tax returns?
About 800,000.
And what is that percentage-wise for Maryland?
That's probably about a third, a little more than a third. We've gotten 2 million returns in. We're going to get another 800,000 in between now and then folks requesting extensions. So a lot more people are filing electronically, which is a big change. That's the biggest change. Mm-hmm. We still have people that drag their feet to the last minute, but now they're filing electronically, and that is a significant shift. It's hard for me to believe as comptroller that, in fact, this really can happen, but we could have a paper-free tax filing season sometime in the next couple of years.
Okay.
But it's, right now there are a lot of folks that are waiting to file. We're telling everybody don't delay. Make sure you get something in. If you owe taxes and you still want to wait until October to file your taxes, you have to pay now in order to avoid penalties and interest. If for some reason you can't pay because you've lost your job, or you don't have any money, for goodness sakes, file anyway and call us at 800-MD-TAXES or go to the website MarylandTaxes.com. We will work with you. Unlike the IRS, we're actually on your side, and I'm an elected official. I'm not an appointed bureaucrat. I care about Marylanders who are struggling in this tough economy.
All right.
We'll bend over backwards to try to make it easy.
How many people do you audit per year?
I don't have the exact figure, but it's not that many, frankly,
okay.
Because it's very difficult. It's a random process, and we rely on the honor system for Marylanders to do the right thing and pay the right amount of taxes on time. And God bless Maryland. 95% of the public does just that.
All right, let me ask you this, because you say you're looking out for the Marylanders. I think Maryland ranks 12th in the last ranking I saw from the nonpartisan tax research group. And when you look at Maryland taxes, do you think that this state is taxed too much, too little, or just about right?
What concerns me is the regressive nature of many of the taxes that are being passed in the legislature. I'm just the tax collector. I'm not the legislature or the governor. But when you pass a sales tax, a gas tax, an alcohol tax, tolls on the bridges, these taxes are regressive because they take much-needed money out of middle-class and working families' pockets. And we have done a tremendous amount of that in Maryland recently in the last few years. And on top of that, we now have casinos coming in where three of the top four biggest casinos in the country are going to be in Maryland. These are called regressive taxes because most of the monies come from working families, not wealthy individuals. And as a result, we have a situation where the dynamism of the Maryland economy, the job developing economic growth, has a big wet blanket
right.
on it.
Can I just ask you this? We're running out of time. There's been a big fight, and I know you say, you're just the controller. You're not passing budgets or anything like that. But there's been a big fight between Republicans and the governor about this. The governor says, hey, he's a cutter. And Republicans point to the sales tax going up, the income tax going up, the gas tax going up under his time. Fees are up. Tolls are up. Would you characterize the governor as a cutter or something else?
Well, look, I'm a Democrat. I support the governor. I've served with him on the Board of Public Works. But there's no doubt that Maryland is spending too much, taxing too much, borrowing too much, and does not have enough private sector employment. That's not the responsibility of any one individual. It simply is a message to the the leadership of the state that we need to focus like a laser on the private sector and make sure that they get back into a job creation mode. Part of that is the tax climate. Part of it is just the lack of customer service to the business community. Whatever it is, Maryland needs to make some changes if it's going to provide the jobs that people are demanding.